I would like to report, and Superintendent can talk about this more, Mayor, is since March 27th, since our launch, we have engaged. We have 93 total applicants that have applied. 63 have been fully engaged. 30 of them have either obtained their high school diploma or GED and have been tracked to our second phase, which they are in vocational training or social-emotional well-being. The great part about it is that every youth that we've came into contact has between 14 and 24 has applied for summer youth employment and will be working this summer.
This is for the culture. That's right. The vendors up the fly, you know it. That's right. Nurture the style that is growing. That's right. This is.
Hello, Newark, and all of our listeners. We have an informative show today discussing Newark's new reengagement center. The reengagement center was officially opened March 26th. The center enables young people ages 13 to 24 to reconnect with programs leading to a high school diploma or equivalent credential and moves them toward employment. Students 21 or over who have aged out of city schools are referred to GED and high school equivalency program options. The center's mission is to create diploma pathways with advanced support to empower the community of students and their families to reap positive impact pre and post graduation. The programs are designed to proactively minimize the negative effects that come hand in hand with not completing high school. This center is geared to assess and address quality of life barriers that hinder student progress. It creates customized and sustainable success plans that support graduation and access to higher ed. With its focus concentrated in college entry, trades, leadership development, entrepreneurship, financial literacy, and life skill mentoring, the program reinforces positive life path alternatives that lead to satisfying careers. We have Director of Newark Works and the Summer Youth Employment Program, Tariq Rahlan, coming on shortly to talk in detail about the comprehensive services and support the center offers. We also have the Superintendent of Newark Public Schools, Roger Leon. And later in the show, we'll be joined by one of the other center's participants, Stephen Young, who will share his personal story of his experience with the Reengagement Center.
Yes, I'm excited to hear more from the folks from the Reengagement Center. It's a great program. It's a great center, and I'm excited to see what we discuss today. But before we do that, I'm going to go into the Newark News. All right, so first up on the Newark News segment, Summer Safety Initiative. The Summer Safety Initiative began on May 3rd of this year. It includes a robust array of youth-oriented programs and services, as well as newly designed juvenile curfew engagement process. Currently, the curfew is being conducted on weekends. When school is out on June 21st, the initiative will be enforced 7 days a week. The curfew runs from 11 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. So this is interesting. Newark is rolling out a curfew. It's been all over the news. So just going on into more detail, Newark police who observe youth on the streets and unaccompanied by an adult during curfew hours will peacefully engage them by requesting their name, age, address, and a parental contact, and reach out to the Office of Violence Prevention and Trauma Recovery Wellness Response Team to respond. So this wellness response team consists of a licensed OVPTR social worker and outreach worker. Youth will be transported to his or her home address. In the event that a parent or guardian is not at home or cannot be reached by phone, the youth will be transported to the city's reengagement center, which is great. So they both tie together, and it's nonviolent. So when kids are, you know, I guess caught on the street after curfew hours, it'll be a nonviolent engagement, get them home, and yeah, that's good. I like that. I think it'll help. So next, we're talking about the Newark Office of Homeless Services. So just an update, we had the Newark Office of Homeless Services on the show when he spoke about the second homeless shelter that they developed here in Newark.
Right.
So just giving an update on that. So I'm gonna go into that. So as we know, Newark is a leader in finding innovative solutions to a multitude of problems our residents may face. One of those problems is homelessness. Statistics from the 2023 New Jersey Department of Community Affairs annual report show that Newark achieved a staggering reduction in its unsheltered homeless population in 2022. That's amazing news, right?
Yeah, it's incredible news.
Mm-hmm. So in 1 year, the city of Newark reduced the number of people on the streets by almost 60%.
Right.
Our work to put people in homes, ensure they have the ability to support themselves, and meeting everyone where they are has made governments, agencies, and other institutions around the nation take note and follow our lead. So this is great. So what do you feel about that, Mayor? Like, what is your opinion on, like, 60% reduction in homelessness? It's good to hear, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we have to maintain that, making right. sure that, you know, we keep spaces open. And what's happening is that people are moving into shelters or shelter-like mm-hmm. spaces that we've created in the city. We just have to begin to move them from shelter to permanent housing and spend a lot of energy and time in that area and some money in that area as well, which is what we're going to do. But we have to maintain those numbers. And that's our outreach team. They're doing a great job. Yeah. So shout out to those guys and ladies.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's pretty much sums up the Newark News segment. We can go into introducing the first set of guests on the show.
That's right. So let's welcome our first guest. Joining us now is the director of both Newark Works and the Summer Youth Employment Program, Tariq Rahlan, and the superintendent of Newark Public Schools, Roger Leon. So welcome to our show. I think the superintendent has been on here several times. I think we might make him a guest on here regularly, you know.
All right.
So, you know, we just want to start with you, Tariq. Can you really... give us an overview of the Reengagement Center and let us know what the primary objectives are there.
Okay, good afternoon, Mayor. Hello, everyone. Sub-Superintendent Desiree, thanks for having us. So the mission and vision of the Reengagement Center is to connect disengaged youth back on a pathway to high school graduation, whether that's obtaining their high school diploma, GED. The second phase is making sure that all of our youth and young adults in the city that we come into contact with have access to vocational training, adequate job and placement and employment. And then the third track is social and emotional well-being. I would like to report, and Superintendent can talk about this more, Mayor, is since March 27th, since our launch, we have engaged. We have 93 total applicants that have applied. 63 have been fully engaged. 30 of them have either obtained their high school diploma or GED and have been tracked to our second phase, which they are in vocational training or social emotional well-being. The great part about it is that every youth that we've came into contact has between 14 and 24 has applied for summer youth employment and will be working this summer.
That's major. You want to jump in there, Superintendent?
Yeah, I don't think we did it settle in for you like what he just said. So you opened up this Reengagement Center, and what it did from the press conference, from the staff that's working there, from the district staff that are assisting and supporting, we now have for this coming school year, well, currently and for this coming school year, about 63 students that are back and will be getting a high school diploma.
That's major.
And the reason why it's major is because those 30 that already have their high school diploma that have come to the Reengagement Center, they may have not been in our schools during the last 5 years or so. Hmm. And so we're actually going to be able to impact our graduation rates even more simply because of students who didn't realize how important they were to the school system.
Right, right.
So this news is absolutely incredible right now. And then the fact that the students that are on our radar are actually on our radar, it's helped us realize a couple of issues that parents need to be aware of. When a student transfers out of the schools, they actually have to enroll in another school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They can't transfer out of school and then go to no school, because that has happened.
Wow.
And so some of the students that live in Newark who may have been in our schools who either moved or supposedly moved, even if they did or didn't, parents need to make sure that they go back to the Reengagement Center or to the district's family support center to make sure that they're back in a school, either the school that they were in or in another high school if for whatever reasons it's not working out for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would also like to highlight Weekway High School in Westside. We have two students who were disengaged, who were able to walk in there, grab their modules. They're currently doing their makeup work at the Reengagement Center. They're there every single day. They're getting attendance tracked. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ruth at Westside was just phenomenal. Gave us everything, Google Classroom, everything is set up. Director Gifford is amazing. So we have two students who haven't been in school since January and are there right now doing their makeup work, getting attendance, and will be in the right grade in September.
That's major. What is Google Classroom? What is that?
It's actually an opportunity for the students to be engaged with what their classmates are in fact doing, but they're not necessarily
in
there.
The class. Right.
So the modules are something that we created over the last couple of years, and we use them during the summer. And that enables the student, just like HESPA when you and I were both principals, where the student would do alternative assessments.
Right, right.
This is an analysis of what a student would need to do to actually get the credit. So what we usually have done for the summer is a student goes to summer school to get a grade for the course.
Right.
We're not doing that anymore. So if you're a student and you're not doing well in school, you need to figure it out. Because going to summer school because you failed during the year is not what we do anymore.
Right.
The whole idea, and so all of our summer program is really designed about accelerating the instructional program and having kids take advanced courses. So for the students who are having it rough, we've created these modules which will allow them to recover the credit of the course.
Right.
And that has been working extremely well for us right now.
Yeah.
Question I wanted to ask, why do you think it is those two students at Montgomery Way are able to feel, I guess, more engaged at the re-engagement center? They feel more alive, more motivated. What do you think it is that the re-engagement center does to help motivate students?
I mean,
the classroom probably doesn't, the traditional classroom.
I mean, well, I think that, you know, it's the mayor's vision, right? And it's a huge collaboration in the ecosystem, right? There are many, there's more students, right, than like staff. And sometimes, right, you know, competing priorities and things just happen, right? But just, it was NPS, Re-Engagement Center, our staff, reaching out, everyone collaboratively, you know, discussing with the family and allowing them to see that, hey, that there may have been some hiccups, right? We apologize, but this is a collective effort. And showing them every day, right? So it's not just like the city staff. You meet with Director Gifford, you see, you know, Andre Hollis there, you see a Director Cashaw, and actually the schools are contacting, right? You know, they get the attendance back. And I think that, you know, sometimes you feel left out and no one cares, but that's not true. Definitely not in our city, right? So I think that, you know, them just seeing us.
Right.
I want to play with that answer a little bit because I did. This was very interesting to me from my perspective in the role that I play. And so imagine a student who, for whatever reasons, isn't in school. Behavior, they just aren't engaged in school. The school, that whatever they're teaching is not of interest to them. So the kid is now not in school. They got some random Samson person, somebody who they have no idea, from the re-engagement center, calls them and says, hey, I'm Betty, and you're not in school, and I want to know what's going on. There are no barriers that are up.
Right.
This is a neutral person that isn't associated with anything, doesn't know anything about their history, only knows that the kid is not in school. So what we've done is we've partnered together, sharing this information, and really providing a resource that is helping us tremendously right now.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like an alternate option, and they feel probably more, like you said, there's no barrier, so they feel more comfortable.
Yeah, so imagine if it's, we've talked before, but if I'm totally somebody new to you, then you automatically think that I'm going to address your issues based on what I now know of you, as opposed to, oh, you know, I didn't do well in school, so she knows that. It's a guidance counselor who may have information. It's the teacher, and I don't necessarily am doing well in their class. No, it's somebody completely neutral who's saying, I care about you. And that's pretty much what Tyreek is saying, that what is happening to these students is that it's people who are caring about them and have no reason to, with the exception of caring about our city.
Yeah, one small example of that was we had a student who entered Shabazz. He came down one day. The next day he was in school. The re-engagement team actually met him around the corner. I think he lives on Badger Avenue. Walked him to school. We had like signs. We were clapping it up for him. Talked to the mother, got him some breakfast. So like that part, right? Like not, like being there at 7 o'clock in the morning, ringing the doorbell, walking you to school, right?
That's awesome. So what about these success plans? Like what are they? And what are the resources that are offered at the engagement center for young people or their parents that are listening who don't know what a success plan is or want to know what the resources are that are there?
Well, I mean, and Tyreek will get into that, but I think that the first point that you made is extremely important. Anyone who's listening to us right now,
right,
who actually has a child not in school,
right,
there's an army ready to provide them assistance and support, an army that cares and loves them in such a profound way, and that whatever is the reality, it's not that we're overlooking anything, is that regardless of what has happened, we want to make sure that they're safely back in school or in a program that we actually have for them. So Tyreek mentioned kind of basically three outlines of it on the whole re-engagement piece. So the fact that there's either district staff or somebody from the city that is reaching out to them. Right. One of the things that we've done is we've actually given the team at the re-engagement center the actual information that we have on a number of students who are not perhaps answering our calls, mm-hmm. but actually have been found.
Right.
And are saying, oh, you know what? Actually, I wanted somebody who cares about me to reach out to me. It didn't necessarily have to be somebody from that school.
Right.
So I think that piece has been extremely important. And anyone who's listening, who's in a situation where they're like, I'm not in school, we need them to go to the re-engagement center,
please.
To make sure that they actually are getting the resources that they have outlined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our motto, really quickly, is we advise, right? You decide. So we're going to support you. Just in my experience, I've had, when I was younger, I had people in my family, right, who could tell me what not to do, but not what to do, because we were just like struggling. And I think that, right, you know, what we want to do is allow our youth and young adults to be able to say, hey, what does the process of transformation look like? Or if I want to get in a CDL training, but school is kind of like really not my thing, we have to get you to understand that there's going to be some point of testing, right? So we want to skill you up. And like, we're real, right? I asked a youth the other day is, what kind of life do you want to live? And he said, he want to go to Houston. He wants to travel. Well, how are you going to compete in a workforce without education? Right. And we tell them, they're like, you know, like, we talk their language, that you can be really lit. You can really do those things and, you know, legally, legitimately, and be smart, right, and be dope about it, right, like the mayor always says. So the success plan is pretty much ensuring the youth and young adult that they can, right, be in alignment with it and to keep them on path. And we know that with the right ecosystem and support, right, that we have, and I know firsthand from what I've gotten from the city and this administration, that it's doable, right, and just, you know, trying to make their dreams their reality.
No, that does sound good. And so, I mean, what about the specific people you have down there? I know you were careful in picking the kind of personnel mm-hmm. that was necessary to make this a reality. I know it's hard to get personnel sometimes. To get the right people in there is important. And I know some of the experiences that you've had personally maybe help you be able to identify people who would do the work the way it needs to be done.
So for us, we were definitely blessed. Right. We got lucky. We interviewed about 25 people. We narrowed it down to about 7. What we also understood, or we also explained to our youth, myself said, listen, that this is Newark. Right. Unfortunately, we are one of the most impoverished communities in the country. Right. When we talk about crime, and this is what we're dealing with. One of my good friends, Director Winfield Hill, always talk about that. You never know what it is until it lands on your doorstep. And this is what we're expecting, right? You know, you're going to get resistance. We have to call. We're going to continue to call. And we got folks from Newark, right? So we got life coaches. We got like Brittany Harley, who's from the city. We got program developers. We got social workers who NPS has trained and skilled them up in becoming academic advisors. So we got people with real life experience and the education and who have been resistant in their life, right? And who are passionate about it. So, you know, I think that we struck gold when we got our team, honestly.
I think that that's a crucial part of what is working here.
Yeah.
That it's not only that we want people who are understanding and caring and compassionate, that we need that in every position in schools all over the place. The folks who are working with these students really understand what the need is.
Right.
And so they are providing other types of challenges to the students to show their growth and their progress. These are people who are really committing themselves. I know that Tyreek mentioned Director Gifford, Hollis, and Cashaw. Those are three people from the district's team, because what we've done is also reestablish offices that only existed when the mayor and I were mm-hmm. first starting in our respective roles in the district. So the district removed the adult education office. The district mm-hmm. removed the alternative education office. So we've just begun to bring them back. And what we've done is really partnered with the city to really provide additional expertise to people who really care about what they're doing.
All right. And you talked about who that you hired primarily from Newark. How important was it for them to have that, to hire folks who have that, like, real life experience growing up in Newark? They know what the challenges are. How important was that?
I mean, it was extremely important. Like, our city, we know you if you're not from here, right? Like, we can just tell, and I just think that, right? You know, we call them credible messages, but I think it is extremely important, right, when you talk about empathy, for people who can relate to you and sometimes understand. I mean, I just think that one of the best examples, right, that, like, that I can give, we had a young student, right, who just didn't know, like, why he was going,
right,
or why he wasn't going. And sometimes people have to be able to look another person in the face and say, like, that's okay, right? You know, at 16 and 17, I didn't know, right? You know, I was in the bathroom and things like that, running around, just being 16, not understanding that one day I would be, you know, older and would be needing infrastructure in my life. And just saying, it's okay, right? We are preparing you for tomorrow, right? And I think that sometimes Deputy Mayor Muhammad is always talking about, and he'll be talking about this more, is stop digging. And sometimes, you know, we're so young, we continue to dig, not understanding about tomorrow. We just want our youth to know that it's okay, right? Whatever pitfalls you hit or bumps that, you know, like, we all do it and we've all had it. We just want you to continue to grow and learn and become the best version of yourself.
Yeah. So just, you know, just wrapping up a little bit, just talk about some last things you want to share, and obviously mention how people could, what do they need to do to engage the center? Like, do they need to call somebody, just show up, they need an appointment? And then, you know, just give us an overview of what you want to say.
So I would say, me and Superintendent, we were talking about this. We do have a plan to, and we will be working on it, getting every youth or young adult in the city who does not have a high school diploma or GED, a high school diploma or GED, right? We're going to work over the next couple of weeks to put that plan in before the summer ends. You can walk in, right? You can call, you can send an email. Our phone number on the city side is 973-733-5992. That's 973-733-5992. Or you can reach out to Director Keisha Gifford, who is the Director of Family Support and Reengagement, at 973-733-8281. That's 973-733-8281. And just feel free to come on by, right? We're there from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and when the summer begins, we'll be opening up our late night hours.
Okay, so late night hours, that would be like kids can come in during, like, oh, there's curfew.
Yes.
Back to the curfew. So kids who are on the street, maybe at the curfew hours, be able to go there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I just want to remind everyone where there is. So that's 375 MacArthur Highway.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Really important for people to know. And whether it's going there or to the Family Reengagement Center out that the district opened up again, which is at 765 Broad Street, either of those two locations designed to getting anyone who understands the importance of getting back on track, right back on track.
All right,
sounds good. We appreciate y'all coming on. We think we have a young man that has went through the program.
Yep.
We're going to talk to a little bit at length to see if y'all tell the truth here.
Okay.
We got it.
That's right.
No, it's good. I look forward to talking to this young man. So we appreciate the work. And you said the address again is what?
375 MacArthur Highway.
375 MacArthur Highway. Y'all get there.
Please, please.
Yeah. All thank right.
You, thank you,
Mayor. Our next guest is Stefan Young. He was helped by the Reengagement Center. We look forward to having him on the show. Let's bring him on. So, brother, thank you for being on our show, Rising 60 Podcast. Myself, Desiree, we do this as much as we possibly can. Glad to have you on. We've had Superintendent Leon on earlier and Tariq Rolan from the Reengagement Center. So just want to talk to you today, share your story with us. How did you come in contact with the center in the first place, and how did it impact you?
Okay, so I want to say thank you for inviting me. Nice meeting all of y'all. How I came to the Reengagement Center, it was me coming home from prison.
Mm-hmm.
I came from prison August of 2023, last year. And while I was in prison, I had got my GED, and I decided that I wanted to switch over my life to, you know, a comfortable life. I came home, and the Howie House sent me to the to 990 Broad Street to the North One Stop to seek employment and training, stuff like that. And I had went there and I spoke to a counselor. And I guess she noticed something was wrong with me, so she asked me what's wrong, whatever. And I was telling all my business, and she like, I want you to meet somebody. And that's when I met Tariq, Mr. Roland. I gave him the same spiel of what I'm doing, who I am, and where I want to go in life. And surprisingly, he had a, they was coming up with something, which is the Re-Engagement Center now. They was coming up with something, and he wanted me to be a part of it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll trust you with that. And I'll give it a chance or whatever. Anything that has something to do with me, what was in my mindset of me trying to change, I was open to accept any offers. So yeah, I went to the Re-Engagement Center. I start college through them from to Rutgers, fall 24. I got a job. My first job was working for the city, and Tariq got me the job, and he also got me a new job too. It's working with the curfew.
Okay.
He just elevated me, and all that came through the Re-Engagement. And I have friends ever since the ribbon cut and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I have friends like, man, and what you got going on? Like, I'm like, nah, they, and I could say it is sad to say, but I could say through me, it helped out, because even though I know a lot of people that don't have a GED or schooling, anything like that, they willing to give out, I mean, to try the Re-Engagement Center. They're always asking, what's going on? Like, what's that down that he do, whatever? And I'll tell them. And I actually have a couple co-defendants coming home from prison, ready to get inside Re-Engagement Center. Anything that the city has going on with trying to get the people life back on track, you know what I'm saying? I have little cousins that's ready to try out the Re-Engagement Center, everything. And it's very inspiring. And I,
So what was it about you said that you spoke to Director Roland when you first, you know, was trying to figure out what to do with your life after coming home from prison. So what was it about Mr. Roland that, you know, made you trust him and made you want to say, okay, I'm going to, you know, sign up to whatever he's talking about?
All right, so I felt the energy when we sat in his office, and he started asking me questions, but it's like, You would know somebody that's in your face that's playing games or stuff like that or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, he's serious. Because what made it really serious when I signed up for South University while I was in the halfway house and I told him about it. And he stopped me. He like, nah, I want you to get out of there. I want you to sign out, whatever, whatever. I'm like, what's he talking about? So he told me about the Rutgers thing that they had going on with the city, whatever. And he's like, I want you to start attending. I want you to do this. It's coming soon. Da-da-da-da. I'm seeing off information. I'm all right. And then, like I said, what made me trust him, he called South University and made me sign out. Like, I want to sign Stephon Young out or whatever, and told him that he got me going to school for something else, whatever. I'm like, dang, he really serious then. If he had me sign out of a college,
yeah,
he got me something real. So I'm like, all right, maybe it is serious. Like, it was just the energy. It was the energy that I got off from him, from everybody that was down there that helped me out. I'm like, yeah, it's real.
Yeah, yeah. And I, at the ribbon cutting, you was talking about your son a little bit, right?
Yeah, my big man.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I know how that feels. What do you think the Re-Engagement Center has done for you? Has it improved your relationship with your son? Has it made you feel
more
encouraged?
Yeah, it definitely did. It definitely did, because he's 7 years old, right? So when I told him, you come with me to work, they're going to have me interviewed and stuff like that. And he didn't know what I was talking about. He just like, I'm coming with you to work, whatever. And then he seen what's going on. So he was asking me questions like, what were you talking about? And I was telling him, like, I'm about to start school, whatever. I'm going through Re-Engagement. I gave him like a brief description of what he could understand of the Re-Engagement. And he was very surprised. Like, he asked me the other day, like, when I'm going to school, when I start school and everything like that. It's like, and I work down there. You will see a lot of youths coming in and out of there. I told one of the directors, I'm like, I'm proud of y'all. Like, it's a lot of youth down here, like, getting themselves together. Like, people are really giving themselves a chance.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was just, so you talked about, like, now I feel like you're like a walking example and you're inspiring young people. So you talk about how you got family and friends who are like now asking about it. How does that feel to know, like, what you signing up to this center has helped to transform your life. How does it feel to know like you're inspiring others to do the same?
It feels great. It's like a blessing. And I looked at the center like, maybe this is my calling. You know, everybody got their meaning and purpose in life. And I was still trying to find out mine's. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when that happened at the river cut, and I seen all like the activity that was coming around, even to this day, when you called me, I'm like, wow, like it's still happening still. Like, I just people walk up to me while I'm at work and like, hey, you just got us on the news, right? I'm like, yeah, like, how it's going? I'm like, it's going good. I'll be still in shock, but it feel good that I could pass off something.
Yeah.
It feel good to pass off something good, though.
So if you had an opportunity to talk to other guys and ladies that are incarcerated or out mm-hmm. here on the street, like dropped out of school, they out here doing whatever they do, and they have different challenges, what would you say to them about the power of being involved in Reengagement Center and doing the things that you've done?
I could tell them how I do it. I just give them a brief background what I've been through. That's how I do it. Like, and you might, and a person might not have been through what I've been through, but it's similarities in every story. You get what I'm saying? If you going through a struggle, and I feel like they could understand that. They could gravitate to that.
I think I've answered,
got
all my questions answered,
man.
What about you?
Yeah, you got any last thing you want to say to folks out there that are listening, you know?
I just want everybody to try, if people are going to certain things in life, just want everybody to try to give themselves a chance.
Yeah.
It's help out here. And the city got a lot of help. You just got to want, you got to look for it. It got to be on you. It got to be from your heart. Just hope everybody give themselves a chance.
That's good. That's good. We thank you for coming on. That's for sure. You,
thank you.
Roger Leon, Tariq Rahlan, yourself, and telling you to stay at it, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. You're an inspiration, encouragement for a lot of people. Some of these guys are not going to be able to contact you, but, you know, they're looking in from afar. So keep doing your thing, man. God bless you.
Very thank you. Thank y'all.
Again, just want to thank all of our guests, Superintendent Roger Leon, Director Tariq Rahlan, Stephen Young, Stefan Young, as always. And thank you all of you guys out there for listening to us. And make sure you share this episode and all of the episodes of Raz and 60 with your family, friends, and social circle to stay updated on the many, many, many exciting initiatives that are transforming Newark. We need to provide these young men and women with the tools and opportunity they need to achieve personal success and reach their professional goals. The Reengagement Center will be the bridge that eliminates this gap to enrich and strengthen lives together. We will empower our youth to unlock their full potential and set them on a path towards a promising future. Mayor Raz J. Baraka, that's me. I said that.
Yep, that's you.
All right, y'all. Godspeed.